This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient in name Ashley Fay, A-S-H-L-E-Y-F-A-Y, date of birth 10-6-1988, date of appointment December 9, 2022, requesting physician John Spindler, J-O-H-N-S-P-I-N-D-L-E-R. Dear Dr. Spindler, I have the pleasure of seeing Ashley Fay today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she's 34-year-old ambidextrous Caucasian woman who was in Alice Hospital on 10-23-2022. Due to about 6 seizures at home. She has a history of seizure for a few years, and she has a multiple admission to Albany Medical Center, Kama ELLIS, Alice Hospital, and St. Peter Hospital. She had a normal workup done in Albany Medical Center. She was seen in the past by Dr. Timofey, T-I-M-O-F-E-E-V, and Dr. Chaudhary. She was before off carbazepine, but she stopped taking it due to some side effect. In the St. Peter Hospital, MRI of the spine and spinal tap also done, which was normal. In recent admission to the LS Hospital, she again had MRI of the brain, MRI of the C-spine, MRI of the thoracic spine, all came back with mild changes. A typical seizure is described as she feels lightheaded, eyes go side by side with loss of consciousness, generalized tonic-clonic movement, no tongue biting, no incontinence, postictal confusion present. In the LS hospital, she was started on Keppra 750 mg 2 times daily. She did not have any seizure since then. She has a history of migraine also for the last 6 years. Presently, the migraine is daily, bitemporal, sharp, throbbing, with nausea, with vomiting, with photophobia, with phonophobia, sometimes dizziness, Excedrin migraine helper. Her sleep is not good. Past medical history, asthma, heart murmur, seizure, anxiety, migraine, past surgical history, cystoscopy, pyelogram, allergy, no known drug allergy, medication, Keppra 750 mg 2 times daily, vitamin B12. And gabapentin 100 mg at night. Social history, she was a smoker, started smoking 3 years ago, barely drink alcohol, uses marijuana. She work at the Cumberland Farms. She is single, lives with a daughter of 9-year-old. Family history, mother alive with the cancer of the uterus, father deceased, cancer of prostate, 5 sisters, 2 brothers are alive and healthy. Review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she had seizure, headache, memory loss, weakness, muscle pain, back pain. Physical examination, blood pressure 130 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16. Lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen short, bowel song present, except there is no carotid bruit. There is no jaundice, sinuses, and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake. Oriented time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal. Hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria. There is no pronator trip, there is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination, strength 545. Deep tender reflexes 2 over 4, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed presence of pain prick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan, 34-year-old right-handed, 34-year-old ambidextrous woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, epilepsy. Number 2, migraine. Number 3, anxiety. Number 4, back pain. Next paragraph. Patient has a multiple admission in Albany Medical Center, LS Hospital, and St. Peter Hospital, where workup is negative, including MRI of the brain, EEG, and spinal tap. In this admission to the LS Hospital, she had MRI of the brain, MRI of the whole spine, and EEG, everything is negative. Patient is now on Keppra 750 mg 2 times daily. She did not have a seizure since then, but she is still having migraine. I would like to add Lamictal 25 mg 1 PO daily for 1 week, then 1 PO 2 times daily for 1 week. Then 2 at night and 1 in the morning for 1 week, and then 2 PO 2 time daily continue. I would like to see her back in my office in about 2 months. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.